had a meeting this earlier this week in Lifford, and Marty McElhinney came in on behalf of homeowners whose properties have been downgraded, and she gave us a very thorough run through a number of examples of serious problems that people are having. And I spoke myself at the meeting that day, and I said, at the moment we are trying to get meetings with the Department of Housing once per quarter. And the last day we were in Lifford when Minister James Brown attended, I asked the Minister on the day that would he come and be present at those meetings. And I haven't had a response back in that yet. So at the meeting the last day, I've asked again that we would write to the Minister and asked him if he would join us at those meetings. I also suggested that we need to meet maybe once a month, because as far as I'm concerned, there's not enough action happening. It's not happening fast enough. We have about an excess of 20 different issues on our list that we need dealt with, and we're almost a year into our first into the new council, and really nothing has been dispatched off the list. So I'm asking, I asked at the meeting the last day if we would write to the department and ask them to see if they would actually meet us once per month instead of once per quarter, because time is not our friend in this issue.
You used an interesting phrase. You said the department is acting as a shock absorber between yourselves and the minister. Now, in terms of ministers attending meetings of Donegal County Council committees, there is a precedent, because I recall when Minister McConnellogue was in cabinet with the Agriculture and Fisheries brief, he regularly attended via Zoom meetings of Donegal County Council's Fisheries and Agriculture committees.
Yes, and you know, first of all, I would just like to thank Minister James Brown for coming down and meeting us in Donegal County Council. It was good to see, because his predecessor had never come down to meet us. And, you know, it was a kind of an insult to the people and to the councillors and to elected representatives that we were just stonewalled. So I'd like to thank Minister James Brown. I'm hoping that there'll be a new relationship between the Donegal County Councillors, the Defective Block Committee, and the Minister's office. And I think this is actually the prime time now, it's the ideal time for us to make changes and to, you know, to get the issues ironed out that we need to get ironed out for the homeowners of houses with defective concrete blocks. And this is, in my opinion, this is the time now for to make changes and try and get all these issues ironed out and moving in the right direction for the benefit of the homeowners.